What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed. Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you are listening. And like I do every week, I love to start the show off by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar, sharing The Bar, letting people know about your favorite podcast. I really appreciate it. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. This awesome guest actually met through Instagram. Those that listen to The Bar for a while know I love to pull people from Instagram and I see doing things and I click on it and I start clicking around and I see stuff that I like and I'm like, yeah, let's have this guy on the show. So I have on today none other than my brother, Alex. How you doing today, man?
Good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I don't know when this show will drop, but right now it's February and everything's good, man. God is good, brother. So I'm not going to delay. I'm going to jump right in, man. First, introduce yourself to the folks and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Alex, and you can find me on Instagram as reformed_lifestyle. I've been there for a number of years now running that platform. Also the showrunner of Undying Light podcast, and I co-host a Matter of Truth podcast with Anthony. I'm also a pastor at a local church here in town, and I'm a father and a husband, and a seminary student on top of all that. So.
As if you didn't have enough to do.
Right, yeah. I just felt like adding more work to my already full table. So.
Yeah, no thank you. That's awesome, brother. Well, listen, so this actually is a win for me because I love interviewing local pastors. I didn't know that part about you. I love the Instagram page, been following it for a while. And I knew about the podcast. So we got a lot of stuff to cover, man, and get this out, man. So I'm going to start. Let's start with the local pastor side, man. Tell a little about the church that you pastor. How did you get there? Is this a plant? Tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. So it's a long story.
Okay.
But I'll give you the Reader's Digest.
Let's do it.
So I started going into seminary back in 2019, and I had kind of gone back and forth and where I wanted to kind of end up. I didn't really, prior to the school bit, I didn't really have any firm theological positions to hold to. I was kind of just anything in the Reformed community, I just kind of went with it. And, you know, and then as the years progressed, I became a little bit more solid in my particular holdings and views. And then I started school in 2019. And through seminary, I go to Sioux Falls Seminary, which is a Baptist school. But underneath that, I end up going into a smaller division and actually learning through what's called Luther House. So I'm learning the Lutheran side of theology through the Reformation and all of the things that Martin Luther held on to. And so with that, I decided to if you would, explore those areas in theology and in my vocation. And so I started to look at churches and for, you know, for the last 11 years, 12 years, I lived in Chicago, and we found this church here in Iowa, and it's just a little country town, and it's a small, I mean, about 100 members, and so for the community, it's a decent, good-sized church. Town is only 700 people, but we moved here in December, and we were offered the pastoral position, and so that's what we've been doing since December 1st.
Wow, man, that is awesome. So is the church a Lutheran church or what?
It is, yeah.
Okay, good deal.
So Lutheran church, a Baptist church, and a Methodist church here in town.
Oh, okay. That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah, there's Lutheran and there's Baptist and this Methodist walking into a bar. That sounds like the beginning of a corny joke, man. Good deal.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I've been running into a lot of Lutherans that I'm starting to like, man. I'm building my list of favorite Lutherans, and so we'll see if
you
get added to my list here. But yeah, no, that's interesting. I'm glad you kind of went into that. So you know, I guess. What you say, a small town, small congregation, what would you say be some of the challenges you face after taking the role of pastor?
Wow. You know, that's interesting because in a big church, you think that, and I've worked and served in big churches before, the, you know, upwards of 3,000 or 4,000 people. But in that realm, it's much different. I think there's a huge contrast because in the small community, everybody knows everybody. And that's not an understatement. People literally know everybody's business. Mm-hmm. And you know, while these are amazing people, that's just one obstacle to kind of, you know, mentally overcome because you're always trying to kind of keep any sort of gossip or anything like that kind mm-hmm. of, you know, push down. You don't need it to be out and spreading. You know, there are times where we have to talk about members and things like that. And we kind of have to be very delicate in how we approach the situation, but everybody knows everybody. So everybody knows what everybody's talking about. That's been an interesting, thing to jump into. And, you know, the other challenge is even though there's only 100 members, everybody knows me already, but I don't know anybody yet. Mm-hmm. So one of those things that you're trying to spend time and, you know, have lunches and dinners with people and meetings so you can get to know them and you kind of open yourself up to it. But it's going to be a good couple of years, I think, before I'm really cultivated into the culture itself.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good deal. And one more thing on the local pastor side, man, for those, cause you're early in the game, man, what were some of the things that, and you kind of mentioned it, you tried to do early on after taking over this pastoral role as far as maybe, like I said, learning the people, you know, just what you're preaching, the direction you're going, kind of vision. What was your approach on that?
Well, my mentor team that I've walked with for the last couple of years have basically told me to keep it extremely simple. Mm-hmm. They make, you know, you get your... get to know the people in your congregation, the people that come to church on a weekly basis, get to know them, and then ensure that your worship experience is solid. It's not going to be flawless, but solid in reflection that you don't have major hiccups or you don't stumble through, you know, a portion of the liturgy or you write bad sermons, things like that. Just mm-hmm. make sure things are solid and then you build out from that. And so we started with a Christmas series, and we walked through the names and the prophecies about Christ in the Old Testament up to the birth. And then post-Christmas, we just concluded a series on the Lord's Prayer. And we spent 10 weeks on that, I think, eight weeks on that. And then this coming Sunday, we're going to look at the life of Christ leading into and up to the cross and the resurrection.
Nice. That's awesome, brother. That is awesome. Good deal. That's good advice for those that might be listening. So next question, man, is, you know, speaking about the Instagram page, you know, so you've been doing it for a while. What inspired that and what kind of feedback have you received from it?
Well, so I started the page and I don't know if I still have stuff buried way down there, but I've got, I don't know, north of like couple thousand posts. I think I'm in the 6,000s or something. And so the first probably 3 or 4 or 10 posts ever on my page were about fitness. And I thought, well, I'm going to use this kind of as a platform to track my fitness progress because I like to work out and eat healthy and do stuff. And so I thought about that. And then like one day I was kind of sitting there going, this really isn't working out for me. I mean, I still like to lift weights and stuff, but I'm just, you know, this isn't who I am. And so I'm like, I'll start sharing some Bible verses. So I started sharing a couple verses every so often. And then it became, some theologians, and then it was some kind of a mix of it. And then it became, you know, sharing every couple of days, and then every day, and then a number of times a day. And then just over the course of the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now, I go anywhere between 4 and 6 or 7 posts a day. When I was building the account, I was up to 9 posts a day, trying to just go after an audience. But when you, you know, start to make yourself an influencer, you encounter everything in terms of feedback. You get all of the positive stuff, and then you get all of the negative stuff and everything in between. And so, and I'm sure you've, you know, gotten the feedback and all the love and hate from both sides of the camps. It's,
for sure.
You know, if you don't agree to this particular theological position, they will come after you with pitchforks and fire. It's quite an astonishing, you know, piece when you start to really look at the broader picture, at how much people cling to particular positions, especially like when you're addressing a false teaching or a false teacher, and you're like, you know, you really make it obvious, like, this is not biblical. And then people will still come and be like, well, that's not what Jesus would say. It's like, okay. But you know, I don't get a lot of hate in my DMs anymore. A long time ago, I would get a couple hate mails a day. But I you know, it's pretty calmed down now to where I just kind of, I don't say I'm on cruise control, but you know, the people I talk to are, the people that have been with me for a long time. And, for the most part, it's been a good ride. I've really enjoyed it.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, I enjoy it. Love to see the posts. You know, I'm just, for me, content is just interesting to me. Like, you know, just the presentation, you know, it has to be good stuff, but, you know, also just the consistency and things like that. And that's what I see when I look at your Instagram page. And so what inspired the podcast? I know you mentioned 2 podcasts. You know, yeah. We could start with maybe, was it A Matter of Truth?
Or A Matter of Truth came out of Anthony and I's mind earlier last year. And Undying Light was a baby that Paul and I did back in the day in 2019. We were running Instagram Live once or twice a week, and we'd get on and do Q&As, and we'd do like a little series and stuff, and we'd kind of banter back and forth, and that developed into a podcast. And then in April of last year, we split ways, and then I kind of took over the running of the show, and he's off doing Peals of Thunder now. And so I've run a fight since then, and we've gone through the attributes of God, and we're knee-deep, or well, probably chest-deep now in eschatology.
Oh, wow.
And then A Matter of Truth came out of just Anthony and I talking. He runs Speak Gospel Truth. And we were just, you know, been going back and forth. We had these really, really long theological conversations on the phone. You know, I mean, I'm talking like 2 or 3 hours sometimes. and it was like, hey, why don't we record some of this stuff? Because these are really good conversations.
Yep.
And that's how that podcast was born. And so we try to structure it more of a Q&A style. And we go over some topics, and we get some guests on, and, you know, we talk about just, you know, a little bit of everything. And so we try to do only 2 episodes a month to keep it pretty simple with that.
Nice. Yeah, most podcasts start out like that. Like, man, we're talking about all this stuff. We should be recording this. That is so cool. I hear that so often, man. But no, my listeners know I'm big on podcasting. So that's something that I'm glad that you guys are doing. We'll definitely link I'll get you to send me the links to the podcast and everything in the show notes, man. And I appreciate you sharing that. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-A-R.
All right, we're back in here with my man Alex, and man, we in here and having a good time, man. Definitely good to hear this, brother. You know, sometimes you follow people so long online, you just, you know, you don't know what they sound like, you know, you kind of get a figure, you know, but I guess I think I remember some of those lives now that you said that, so I guess it's not technically the first time I heard you speak, but maybe some of the listeners that's only following the Instagram page, this would be a treat for sure. But what I like to do on this side of the show, man, is what we call the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. And so the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
All right. So I am a jack of all trades, but for probably the last 2 or 3 years, I have stuck strictly to classical music. I have so much noise in my head that I can't put lyrical music in there because then I'll just go insane. And so piano and violin, they are my jam. I there's an Italian composer, and I'm going to butcher his name, but it's Ludovico Induinardi, I think is his last name. Mm-hmm. He's a composer, and I know some people out there that I run with love his music, but that's, you know, like I just ran a trip earlier today to get some groceries, and I put on some music, and I'm listening to a little Christian rap, and then after about 3 or 4 songs, I'm like, all right, this is too much for me, I gotta go back to back over.
So, I get it.
Yeah. Especially with school and all that. Mm-hmm. That's what
Yeah, no, I get it. I ride in silence a lot of times just because, like you said, there's just so much noise. And I've learned to enjoy that, actually. So I totally, totally understand where you're coming from. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Wow. So for pleasure, I'm reading 2,000 Years of Christ's Power. Working through that series, I'm rereading book one again because I got sidetracked and couldn't finish 2, 3, and 4. So I'm going to reread 1 and go through that this year is my goal. Obviously I've got more stuff on tap after that, but those are the first two, couple of probably months worth of reading for me. Cause on top of all that, I've got schoolwork. And so I'm in a Christology class right now. And so I'm reading Luther for Armchair Theologians. And then I'm doing a confessions class as well. So I'm studying the Apostles' Creed, nice. The Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed, and then I'm going through all of the confessions and writings from Luther and Melanchthon and all of those guys. So various books. I think I've got like 6 or 7 books in that pile, but nothing that...
I get it.
Very dry reading for...
No problem. I get that. That's cool. I mean, you're reading with a purpose, so that makes sense. Yeah. I get that. So last thing at your bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
So I try to listen to a couple podcasts every so often, but unfortunately, I don't really have all that much time to listen to them. But I have listened to a few of the Just Thinkings.
Oh, yeah.
The bar there. I've listened to a number of these. And a couple of the smaller ones, I'm big on taking on and helping the smaller podcasts kind of get out there. So
yeah,
Ezra Reads the Law is a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And Meditations is another new one that I've enjoyed listening to. And then, you know, for like sermons and stuff, man, I go to like MacArthur, listen to him, Bodie Bachum, and, you know, and then just kind of sporadic mix of everybody else. I do like R.C. Sproul when he's, you know, he does more teaching than he ever does really sermons. So
right.
To take that as you go, Steve Lawson's fantastic as well. So, and then just a number of other people as I kind of do my sermon prep. I just look and read and listen when I get into that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So Alex, to finish up this show, man, I always like to give my guests an opportunity to give me any words of encouragement or tell us, you know, where to find you and everything before we slide out of here.
Sure. So you can find me reformed_lifestyle on Instagram. And from there in my bio, you can get to anything else that I do.
Nice.
I got that set up in there. For podcasters, obviously, you can come and listen to me on Dying Light. But, you know, if you're looking to get into this mix or you're looking to start a page, because people ask me all the time, what do I do? Just start small. Be consistent and share things that people want to see. And don't be scared to ask people for feedback.
Awesome.
But be consistent and share the word of God, and you can't go wrong.
Awesome. I appreciate you, brother. Alex, man, thank you again for your time coming on the show. To the Bar listeners, make sure you listen to your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast, every Tuesday. Go to thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you go to thebargear.com and check the show notes, because we're going to have all of Alex's links in the show notes so you can follow him and subscribe to the podcast. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.